This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The winds are shifting, not just across the lands, but within the very foundations of commerce, within the weight of what we deem valuable. Yahuwah is speaking, and he is speaking through the shekel, not as mere metal or digital code, but as a measure of covenant worth. For too long, we have allowed ourselves to be weighed on scales not of our own making, measured by the standards of those who seek our subjugation. We've traded within systems built by our enemies, letting Edom dictate the terms of our livelihood, subtly eroding the foundations of our identity. They offer convenience, they promise security, but these are illusions, gilded cages designed to bind us tighter. Consider the ancient ways, the system Yahuwah established with Jacob, not endless accumulation but provision. Honoring the Sabbath rest, gleaning for the sojourner and the widow. A righteous economy, rooted in trust. Devarim 14 speaks of the tithe, not a burden but a blessing. A system to circulate wealth within the community, to strengthen kinship, to provide for those dedicated to Yahuwah's service. Economic sovereignty. And now observe the rising tide of Edom, the push for digital currencies, the central bank digital currencies, the concept of programmable money. These aren't tools of convenience. They are instruments of control, extensions of their dominion, woven into the very fabric of our lives. The deceptive pipes of Babylon, draining the wealth of Israel, just as Obadiah foretold. But Yahuwah's plan is not universal subjugation. It is selective restoration, for a remnant purified and empowered. The shifting winds of Sheba carry echoes of ancient trade routes, and with them, the weight of Jacob's gold begins to move. We see it in the reevaluation of resources, in the growing desire for autonomy, in the search for systems that align with covenant principles. This is not about rejecting all commerce. It's about reclaiming the weight of the shekel, understanding it not simply as a unit of exchange, but as a representation of our covenant obligations, of the value we place on righteousness, on community, on Yahuwah's provision. It is a call to rebuild, to lay new foundations, stone by stone, shekel by shekel. Zechariah speaks of a time when the streets will be filled with boys and girls playing safely, a sign of true prosperity. But that prosperity cannot be built on the shifting sands of Edom's deceit. The obsidian echoes of judgment are growing louder, a dark reflection of Edom's deeds. They have built their empire on exploitation, on the suppression of truth, on the denial of Yahuwah's sovereignty. And their structures, like obsidian, are brittle, prone to shattering under the weight of righteous judgment. This is not a moment for fear, but for clarity, for discernment. Yahuwah is not abandoning Israel. He is sifting, separating, refining. He is calling us to step outside the systems of control, to embrace a different way of being, a way rooted in covenant, in community, in trust. He is calling us to remember the worth of the shekel, not as a tool of Babylon, but as a symbol of our restored covenant identity. The weight of the shekel, the worth of the covenant. Let that be our guiding principle as we navigate these turbulent times. Let it be the foundation upon which we rebuild, not just our economies, but our lives, our communities, and our relationship with Yahuwah. Let the echoes of ancient commerce remind us of the path forward, a path of righteousness, of provision, and of enduring covenant faithfulness. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.